Los Angeles, home of Super Bowl 56.
It is The Miz, WWE superstar.
I am not rooting for the Bengals. The Bengals are going to lose.
It's The Rich Eisen Show.
The Los Angeles Rams are going to slaughter them.
Iron sharpens iron as man sharpens man. Nothing else matters, fellas. We sharpen each other every day we go to work.
Today's guest, host of NFL Honors, actor Keegan-Michael Key, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, senior reporter for the MMQB, Albert Breer, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed it is. Woo! Yes, indeed it is. Hi, everybody. That's me introducing myself. It's the Rich Eisen Show. It's the Wednesday of Super Bowl 56. Yes, here in Los Angeles, California. That's how we're rolling right here. Chris Brockman, good to see you here on
the
show.
Great to see you, Rich Eisen.
DJ Mikey D, good to see you, as in D's Nuts. What's up?
Yeah, I'm
good
here.
Good to see you.
He's performing this weekend.
That's
I cannot
new.
Wait.
That's right. Oh. That's right. Good to see you, Mike Del Tufo. And good to see you, TJ Jefferson. Good
hey,
to
Rich,
see you
Rich,
in your spot.
Just like acclaimed the AEW tag team, my W-2 form from The Price is Right, they both have arrived.
Okay. Well, this is good stuff.
Good stuff.
So now, when you say that, is there an actual retail price of how much taxes you owe on the popcorn machine and the ping pong table?
Yes, I haven't opened it yet, so I don't know.
Oh,
but
we're going to have a pricing game.
This is
fantastic. I had no idea this was coming to
us. It's still sandbagging over here.
I told you earlier, I said I got something to tell you guys that I think you're going to like.
Oh, this is fantastic. Yes, the man who double overed.
Wow.
It's a gift. This thing is not over.
It's never going to be over.
He went over, but this thing is still a gift he keeps giving.
Incredible.
Yeah.
2900 West Alameda Avenue.
So we're all here, and the we is Keegan-Michael Key. He's about to join us right here. He's hosting NFL Honors tomorrow night on a family of networks and streamers. And it's the second time he's hosting. He will be out here in just a short, hot minute, as they say. I don't know who says that. And also on the program, Kurt Warner will be here. Also on the program, Jonathan Taylor will be here.
Hey.
Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated, some news and information dispensing. He will be here. You know who's also here? My buddy Vince.
Hey.
Vince. Hey. Hi, Vince Lombardi Trophy. Hey. I just like flexing in this manner. The VLT, as he's known in the NFL. And again, first time I ever heard that, it sounded like a sandwich that you get at the huddle, which is the name of the cafeteria, right? And I just like looking to my right and seeing my reflection, and I like hosting and seeing my reflection in a $22,000 piece of Tiffany hardware.
Hey, Rich, what other shows that are on this time have
one.
That trophy?
I don't think so. Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah, nobody. That's what I thought.
Nobody.
Just us.
Nobody. Oh, I'm sorry. The Vince Lombardi Trophy Network. It's an odd streamer. So anyway, that's what we call setting the table. This is how we set the table here. And we say hello to our NBC Sports on Peacock audience, as well as Sirius XM Channel 85, NBC Sports Audio, Rich Eisen Show, Terrestrial Radio Network, Coast to Coast. We say hello to you and anybody who's listening to us on Odyssey, our podcast, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, for everything that you've missed. So, Bengals arrived yesterday. They're here. They're practicing at UCLA today. Mm-hmm. In case you're wondering, the last team that came here to the Los Angeles area to play a Super Bowl and practice in UCLA, we found out yesterday it was Michael Irvin and the Dallas Cowboys. Tomorrow, it's Troy Aikman in studio. Michael, we had yesterday. We don't have Emmett on the docket for you. But, Mike, I think we heard yesterday Michael Irvin knew exactly when the Cowboys were going to beat the Buffalo Bills because they practiced at UCLA. And he said they had the best practice they ever had, after which he said this is what they thought.
We gonna spank that ass.
That's what he said.
Ball didn't touch the ground.
That's what he said. And so can't wait to play that for Troy later on.
Is Joe Burrow going to come out and say that tomorrow, you think?
Here's the thing about Joe Burrow. I've been thinking about this. One of the things that I'm proffering to say about him is that we all think it's the Cowboys and him. I mean the Bengals and him with house money, and the Cowboys back in the day felt like they kind of had house money because they were a year earlier than nobody expected them to make it, and they broke through and they came here and they spanked, as you heard what Michael Irvin said. in the Super Bowl. And they're a year ahead of schedule. One would think they're way ahead of schedule. They are also taking on a Rams team that is favored. Obviously, a Bills team had been to the Super Bowl before, and this Rams team was in the Super Bowl a few years ago. They lost, kind of like the Bills, and things are kind of set up this way. But also, Troy Aikman was the number one overall drafted quarterback, wasn't he? Just like Joe Burrow. And that's what I keep landing on about Joe Burrow, that win or lose, he has done what you want your first-round drafted quarterback to do. You want him to lead. You want him to win. You want him to culture change. This is what you hope for when you put all those eggs in the basket that, boy, howdy, did you earn with a whole ton of losses the year before. You want that guy to turn into Joe Burrow. Now, we know there are second day and third day picks, depending on what era they've been drafted, who have turned into the man, right? But when you get that, it's a total like lightning strike. We've got Dak on tomorrow's program. Russell Wilson has been that lightning strike. Brady is the ultimate lightning strike. Kurt Warner coming here undrafted, you know? And that's a lightning strike. But number one overall pick shouldn't be a lightning strike. It's like we need you to be the lightning strike. You have to provide that lightning strike because, man, did we get all that inclement weather to earn the right to draft you? And if it doesn't work out, man, are we in trouble. And number one overall pick, Kyler Murray, in the news right now. And as Joe Burrow in year two is in the Super Bowl with the Bengals, Kyler Murray is sitting wherever he's sitting, telling somebody or personally doing himself, I doubt he did that, remove all the Cardinals photographs from my Instagram, and leading us all to wonder what's up with that. And his agent telling Ian Rappaport yesterday, my colleague from the NFL Media Group, no comment when asked, like, why do you do all that? No comment, leaving us all to wonder what's up. And you look at his Instagram right now, and there's two photographs on it. Has he added another one?
Stand by.
I don't know. But you look at his Instagram account right now, and I asked yesterday, remember I said that he's got green light and then some foreign words up on the screen?
Yeah, a couple of characters.
And I was told green light, and that's from Squid Game. That's a Squid Game reference right there. Is he playing the NFL Squid Game right now?
Amazing.
And like what? If the Cardinals don't make the move that he's asking him to make, he's gonna take him out. Is that what this is? Is this like an NFL Squid Game right now that he's playing?
Wow.
Because the Bengals got their number one overall pick coming off of knee surgery, putting them in the Super Bowl. And the weapons that Burrow has, Murray's got DeAndre, and he had A.J. Green and Christian Kirk, and up until this year, Larry Fitzgerald and James Conner was a lightning strike sign, right? And Chase Edmonds and Kenyon Drake before that. And I don't mean to make things worse for Browns fans this week when you see the Bengals in the Super Bowl and Rams having Odell Beckham making play after play after play. Like Odell Sr. put together a nice film showing that his son could make. Well, Baker's now in year four. Trevor Lawrence, just imagine, because the Bengals picked fifth last year. Jaguars picked first. Is Trevor Lawrence 1 year away from being in Arizona, Kyler Murray's house next year for the Jacksonville Jaguars? Because they're just only 3-4 wins off from what the Bengals were last year. Is that what it is? Because he's first overall pick. This is what we're expecting out of him. Jameis Winston, former first overall pick. He's sitting at home after unfortunately getting hurt with that winning opportunity he had placed in front of him in New Orleans. Jared Goff, last Rams quarterback, first overall pick, to play in a Super Bowl. He's sitting in Detroit while Stafford took his spot and took the Rams to the Super Bowl again. What's he thinking today? Joe Burrow has already done what was expected of him or hoped in him. He's done it. And this is house money Sunday night. And Joe Burrow has shown a proclivity to spend house money liberally, like a sailor on shore leave. He seems to be waving house money around.
Well, it's blinged out.
Billy Ray, is that you?
Yeah. He makes enough that it's real. Yeah, it ain't fake. Yeah,
them's real, diamond.
And they're spectacular.
And this has happened to the Bengals, which means, hey, everyone, you're out there. You're hoping it can happen to your team. Obviously, you need to have a team around you. Make smart moves. Believe it or not, Mike Brown's front office has done that.
Jamar Chase helps.
It does. It does.
Joe Mixon.
But Burrow's already done what was asked of him. And now the what can happen next is a fascinating part of Super Bowl 56. And that's how I set up our Wednesday show.
Love it.
Let's take a break, everybody. Keegan, Michael Key. Now, before we bring him out, DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. Last time Keegan Michael Key was on this program.
Yes.
He was promoting Predator.
Yes.
We had three sound bites set up for him in a game of Start Bench Cut, which is our version of You Know What, Marry Kill, mm-hmm. where you have to start one, like that's my favorite. You have to bench one, I'm going to keep. And then I'm going to cut one. And we were playing three sound bites from the original Predator, and which one would you start, bench, or cut? And you press play, and it wasn't heard in the studio.
I messed
he
up.
Did not hear it. And the best part about it is you had already proclaimed yourself the Bill Walsh of audio because of all the number of people. Well, you say you've upgraded. You say you're now the Belichick.
I thought about this. I'm back to Walsh.
Okay.
I'm back on the Walsh string.
You're back on the Walsh string because you have so many on-air or off-air people who are,
yes,
faders and button pushers. And
that have
I'm sorry, audio executives.
Right. Yes.
So we have another Super Bowl week version of Start Bench Cut.
Yes.
For Keegan Michael Key. That does include three sound bites. Are you ready for redemption, sir?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Redemption.
Very good.
I feel like Rocky.
This is what we call setting the stage.
All right, Raku.
Setting the stage. Keegan Michael Key, the host of NFL Honors, a delightful human, will be out here next on The Rich Eisen Show. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Keegan-Michael Key here. I'm saying that I asked Megatron on Friday, if Stafford hoists the trophy on Sunday night, do you feel like he's kind of winning it with you, for you, that he's representing you in the lines? He said, damn straight.
Oh, a very emphatic answer.
Well, actually, he cut me off. He saw where I was going with my meandering question.
Did he really?
He said, damn straight.
Damn straight. I feel like it's for everybody. I think it's for a couple of generations of liars. I'm talking like, you know, Nick Fairley and Robert Porsche and Johnny Morton.
Nice names. I love these names.
Let's take it all the way back to my man, Eddie Murray. I mean, it's like...
He was the best weapon.
He was the best weapon that we had, definitely.
For a while there.
For quite some time. It's like, well, Eddie's not going to miss this kick. Thank God. Okay, we know we're going to get... We'll get three on the board. Right.
Right.
But I agree with Calvin's sentiment. Damn straight. Detroit will take it. I think there'll be much celebrating in Detroit that may not be anticipated from other people across our nation, but we will be very happy.
Wouldn't it be fitting, ironic, I don't know what's the proper word, if a kid from Ohio rains on the state of Michigan's parade football-wise? That would be ironic.
That would be ironic. Yes,
sort
it
of.
Would.
I don't know if Alanis Morissette would write a song about that or use it in a lyric. It's a little too wordy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, or rain on your Super Sunday or something. But that kid is unbelievable.
He's
unbelievable.
And I feel like he's going to be generational talent. And what did Mahomes say to him at the end of the game? He said, he said to Josh Allen, you know, we're going to be doing this a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but you guys may be doing it a lot and still facing this kid. Watching him still play.
Right.
I really have this feeling in my gut that Burrow is going to be a generational talent.
He's pretty funny too. Have you heard some of his lines?
Oh yeah, and his Twitter's pretty strong. He's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, he said, you know, like he came looking like The Rock from back in the old '80s or whatever, his days,
circa '94.
Yeah, right. Without the fanny pack, and they asked him if it was real, and he goes, "I make too much money for this to be fake."
I know. Yeah. And with that's a deadpan, with a really solid deadpan this kid's got. And a lot, I mean, he's oozing confidence. This is going to be a good game. I'm really, really excited about this game.
Keegan-Michael Key right here on the Rich Eisen Show. NFL honors tomorrow night, your second go around right here. What can you reveal, preview? You're still honing the
monologue? We've got some great stuff cooked up for this show. Really, really do. I have my secret weapon with me. Elle's one of the head writers this year. And so, you know, we've got a really good staff. And I'm trying to keep everything under wraps because I think we've got some real humdingers that are really going to work. So I would love to talk. We could do a postmortem.
Okay.
I'll come back and do another interview.
We'll take you anytime. You're free.
Okay,
available.
Andrea, we're going to do a postmortem.
Lock that in. Okay, very good. I have other ideas, too. We'll have a pitch meeting.
Schedule that first in 3 hours at least.
Okay.
We're really kind of keeping everything under wraps because it's gonna be a really, really fun honors.
All right. First time you did it, who did you meet for the first time where you're like, okay, this is it, right?
They had me do a bit when I was sitting in the seats. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in between Warren Moon and Joe Namath. I didn't know beforehand. I think they were like, "We can just sit over here." And then you know, I'm just like, I'm in between.
You didn't know? He's just like,
I knew because sometimes the rotation happens. Like a person, something comes up, they can't do it. Somebody else is going to do
it. You're right, sure.
And I think I was just preparing myself for either Namath or Moon. I didn't know I was going to get sandwiched between both of them.
Fantastic.
It was almost too much for me. And so I sat there and I was like, three. Too. You know, it was really that was overwhelming for me to meet him. And you know who else I met at that one?
Who's that?
John Stallworth.
Okay.
John Stallworth, right?
So, well, you have some Pennsylvania roots too.
I do.
From Penn State,
I went to Penn State and I've also been I've also followed the Steelers since I was a kid because my father's best friend was from Pittsburgh. Okay. So we grew up in Detroit, and we would go to their house. Down, they lived down the block from us, and that's where we watched those dynastic Super Bowls.
So you had some winning then as a kid.
There was some winning. Yes,
we did have some winning. Wins somewhere.
We did have some wins, yes. And we had like two... we had two really decent seasons when Billy Sims was there and Eric Hipple was the quarterback. I know, you just... Nobody was expecting to hear the name Eric Hipple.
You've also got to say it. You've got to give a pause
before,
like, you know, like in the old days when Summerall used to do the promo for Murder, She Wrote. He would always pronounce the comma like Murder, She Wrote. You kind of have to go. You have to go
at quarterback Eric Hipple.
Yeah.
Yes. You heard me right, folks. You heard me right.
Hipple.
Eric Hipple is a name I have not heard. All right, screw it. Let's just say Wayne Fonts just cause.
Wayne Fonts. We should just say Wayne Fonts. Right. I mean, while we're at it, Daryl Rogers. We'll just skip.
I went to the University of Michigan, and my Jets came through with the Joe Must Go, Joel Walton Jets came to play the Lions in the old Silverdome, and Daryl Rogers was coaching. And both teams, you can't use the word sucked. You can't.
Just you mean the absolute epitome of ineptitude?
The worst. Like, imagine, yes. Like, yes, if there was a zero first round draft pick, it would, whatever's better than the first overall pick. That would have been it. Like, and I remember going to the game, and I bought tickets, and I got in, and they're like, just choose any seat.
Wow. Yeah,
like the old People's Express airline.
Wherever you want to go.
And they almost made us pay, like, during the game, like, whatever you want, you know, like, coming down the aisle with the credit card machine.
We'll bring the food to you. It's
that's what it was like.
We've got nothing else going on, right?
And it was, you know, the Silverdome was one of the hugest places with a roof on top of it ever.
Ever. And yeah, it was enormous. That place was cavernous. When I was a kid, I used to go see Pistons games where they would drape off half of the pints. Do you remember that curtain off the Pennant Silverdome?
Is that the Kelly Trapuka era?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, if we're gonna utter the word Eric Hipple, right? Why wouldn't we say, and 2 points for Kelly Trapuka?
Kelly Trapuka. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the days, man.
I love that you went to school in Ann Arbor.
Oh, yeah.
Because that, hey, how about this name? Let's do some names.
Okay, here we go.
Tishmonga Biakabatuka.
Well, that's your guy, right, TJ? That's your guy?
I wore his jersey in a movie once. That was.
TJ, just say, wow. Why don't you just say yes to that one?
Wow.
You just said, what movie was this again?
Remember I told you I was in Just Married with Ashton Kutcher, Brittany Murphy. There was a beach football scene, and I wore a Biakabatuka jersey.
Gave you the Biakabatuka jersey?
Oh, I had it. I used to work at Foot Locker back in the day in Pittsburgh.
God, and so I had the hook up Pittsburgh. For by the way, Pittsburgh, if you've ever, you know, been to a Pittsburgh Foot Locker, I don't. If we put him in a referee jersey, would you say, "Oh, now I recognize him"?
I remember that one time.
I was bald. I didn't have the locks back.
You had the clean shave.
Yeah, I was probably like 20 pounds lighter too.
I gotcha. But I might still remember it, TJ. Just the essence. Yes. The command.
Or we might have run into each other 10? At State College. You know, we might have run into each other somewhere in State College.
Maybe we bumped each other at the diner or the Atherton Room or the griddle or Mario and Luigi's. I'm sorry. I'm dropping deep cuts about State College here.
Cuts, everybody.
From 30 years ago.
Nothing's deeper than Eric Hipple, so. You will not get deeper than that.
By the way, Eric Hipple led the NFL on completion percentage in 1986.
Wow. That's a line on your resume I would never want.
63%
completion percentage in 86?
Yeah.
How about that?
All right. Okay. Okay. I'll take it.
You just went higher register, which is like...
Okay.
Whenever a sports fan goes that, it's no good.
Fading interest?
Yeah.
What did you say? 86.
I thought you said 87. You said 86? Okay.
You sure it was 86? Now the dog... You guys see that dog run by? Okay. I'll give you that.
He only had 9 touchdowns that year, but it's fine.
It's fine.
He only completed 9 in the actual end zone.
Oh my God.
Keegan-Michael Key here on the Rich Eisen Show. Well, you as a diehard football fan and a now 2-time host of NFL Honors,
yes.
you know the best story is a redemption. redemption story, correct? It's
always.
Always,
yeah. So it's the gas that makes the engine of our sport go.
Correct. Yes. So we're about to have one here show, and it involves you.
Okay. Oh, dear. Okay.
Last time you were here, I don't know, you've appeared on many shows and had many, many moments, but last time you were here, we played the game Start Bench Cut, where we give you three choices. You have to start one, bench one, cut one.
Cut one, yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we gave you one specific version of it in which Mike Del Tufo, after he had already claimed on the show and to you, he was the Bill Walsh of audio.
He did. So he said the Bill Walsh of audio.
Yes.
You really set it up there, buddy.
I did.
And then botched the playing of said audio.
Right. We'd never heard the audio.
And you. That's correct.
True. Which makes him the Daryl Rogers of audio.
I mean, even if he called you the Wayne Fonts of audio, that'd have been better of a compliment
than the Daryl Rogers or the Marty Morningwig.
Wow.
Oh, boy. I better stop.
Oh, wow. This is great. So we're plumbing depths. So at any rate, so we'd like to play one more version of Start Bench Cut with you. Yep. That also includes some audio so he can finish up strong. And
I want that for you. Okay. I want this redemption story to end with a happy ending.
So here we go. Here's another version of Start Bench Cut. Three items for Keegan Michael Key, the host of NFL Honors. Let's hit it right here.
Time. Start now. Bench.
Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Get up. All right, we're off to the first. we're off to a roaring start. I heard that and I saw it as well. So we're good. Production value is a go. Production value is a go.
Come up from here.
Yes, okay. We've got momentum.
Okay, first one for you, Keegan Michael Key.
Yes.
Your outstanding podcast, History of Sketch Comedy. We all enjoyed it immensely.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So Start Bench Cut. We've given you three of the best sketch comedy sketches. Okay?
Copy that.
Start Bench Cut. First one is Who's On First?
Yep.
The Monty Python Dead Parrot sketch,
mm-hmm.
or the SNL Cowbell sketch. These are just three that we just pulled out.
Okay.
Start one, bench one, cut one, Keegan Michael Key.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I'm going to start the classic. I think we've got to start with the veteran.
Okay.
Right? We're going to start with Who's On First.
Okay.
Just on patter alone, one of the greatest double acts of all time, certainly in living memory.
Yes.
And so now it's the toss up between who I'm going to bench and who I'm going to cut.
This is it.
Oh boy, this is a tough one. I think I'm going to have. It's Cowbell and Dead Parrot.
Yes, that's your choices. You have to bench one and cut one.
I'm going to bench Dead Parrot.
Okay.
And I'm going to cut Cowbell. Cowbell has a very strong middle. But you know, the hardest part of a sketch is always the blow. It's always the button or the end.
Yes.
Not the strongest ending.
Yes.
A great, great middle. Long middle.
Long
not a
middle.
Great ending. Dead Parrot, better ending. So that's my,
There you go. That's and I love breaking down comedy like that as a science.
Yeah.
And so the sketch technically needed a little more cowbell for you.
Because I got a fever. And I need more cowbell.
It's got a prescription. That is one of the best lines. Okay.
And it's bad because I don't want to cut. It's a very talented, very gifted player, but you got to cut somebody.
Okay. You know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. That's the whole part of this endeavor. Yeah. It's very difficult. All right. So obviously, you and Jordan Peele, a phenomenal team for all those years, and one of your best sketches, and we talked about it before, is certainly for this week for football, where the players are announcing their names on a Monday Night Football. And you said Jordan once came with a list of like four.
Literally just came to work and just set like five pages in front of me with all of these names written out. He just
then chose which ones were the best.
And it was almost all of them perfectly to that script. I was like, this is amazing. I think I said I wouldn't cut any of them.
That's the
and the only thing I added was Dan Smith. I said, we just need a white guy named Dan Smith. And he has to go to BYU.
I love
it. That was so
funny. Okay, so we have come up with three names from the 60s and 70s of actual players.
Oh,
and
yes.
You need to start one, bench one, and cut one as to which ones could have made this list.
Copy that. Okay, here we go.
This is real here. Here we go. I wrote this down. The first name on is Dick Shiner. Okay.
Oh, Dick Shiner.
Dick Shiner was an 11-year veteran quarterback with six different teams. So Dick Shiner was a journeyman. Okay.
I mean, look, even in Dick Shiner's card, look, he's literally wearing a Browns uniform, and there's a serious logo.
He went all over the place.
This guy was.
Okay. Yes. Speaking of the Browns, there's a wide receiver who played 6 years in the league, all with the Browns. His name was Fair Hooker.
Fair Hooker.
That is his name.
Okay. I had to reread that a couple of times. Yes. Am I reading that right?
That's correct. Fair Hooker.
Fair Hooker.
And then on the left on your screen was 1 year. He was a one-hit wonder, unfortunately. Wonder Mons, a defensive back. We have his card from the University of Nebraska. He played 1 year in the league in 1976. His real name, his full name, in case you're wondering.
I am wondering.
Wonderful, terrific Mons Jr.
Okay. Well, wow. So wow. We're starting. We have to start. Not to Calvin Johnson you, but we're clearly starting. Wonderful,
terrific
Mons Jr.
That's correct.
Junior.
That's right. That was his name. So then I guess you have to bench Dick Shiner.
We're benching
Fair Hooker.
We're benching Fair Hooker. Yes. We're cutting Dick Shiner.
Oh,
because
man.
Of Fair Hooker. That's really. I don't.
It's what we're all looking
the
for. Really.
I'm overwhelmed with the amount of jokes that I could come up with that I can't even spit one out. My man's name.
Yes.
But there's two ways to take that. Yes. Either this monetarily works out for everyone, or just. Adequate hooker.
So, he did okay.
Middling.
Right. Could go either way.
The prices were comparable.
Hey now.
Yeah.
Yes, and by the way, cutting Dick Shiner is the first bris in the history of the Rich Eisen.
Hey! There we go.
I can make that joke.
I'm starting right. That.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to bench or cut yet,
all
but
right.
I'm starting
now,
that.
Now, the big okay. Finish.
Oh, here
let's
we go. Go.
Here
let's
we go.
Go. Let's go.
Hold here
on.
We go.
Hold on. I
got to
drink some water.
Okay. Well,
It's been going swimmingly.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's been going swimmingly.
Focus Mike.
Go.
Here we go.
Mike, swimmingly it's been going. Let's, so here we go. Let's strong finish.
We have three of the most famous NFL films wired for sound cuts.
Oh, this is great.
Okay.
Okay.
Mike Del Tufo, just play the first one. Go for
what
it.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's the
Hank Stram.
You heard that.
Hank Stram, I heard that.
No,
heard
that's,
that.
No, it's Vince that's Lombardi. Vince. What the hell's
oh, no,
going
Vince
on
that's Vince Lombardi.
That's correct.
It might have been that game, but it's Vince Lombardi. Sorry.
Okay, go.
Pump it in there, baby. Just keep attriculating the ball down the field, boys.
That's Hank Stram.
There's Hank Stram.
Okay,
yep.
And then okay. The last one is Shannon Sharp. Go ahead.
We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
Yeah. Okay. So those are the... First of all... You heard them all.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Okay. Okay.
The whole
okay.
Thing.
I heard Mike. This is well done.
Redemption.
You are up to. You're like at Ron Rivera status right now. On your way to Bill
time
Walsh.
Coach of the year. 82-time coach of the
I'll
year.
Take
Ron
Andy
Rivera.
Reed. I got one.
You take
roll.
Andy Reid.
I'll take Andy.
So those are your three choices. Okay. You must start one, bench one, and cut one. Can you return to the music now, Mike? Is that possible?
Yes,
okay. Very good. There you go. So go for it.
Okay. Here's my thing. I'm already torn on the start. I am a big fan of a 50-cent word. I really love a 50-cent word.
Mm-hmm.
But the pithiness and cleverness of calling the National Guard, because no one knew that was coming in the line. It's you got a great zinger. Talk about a good blow for a sketch.
Yes, here you go.
You did. I have to, as a sketch artist,
yes, sir.
I have to start the person who put a great button on the end of their sketch. So that's Shannon Sharp.
There you go.
We're starting him.
Ooh. Yes.
I can't believe I'm literally about to do this. I'm sitting next to this trophy.
I feel it.
And I'm literally about to do this. Everybody forgive me.
Wow.
I have to bench... matriculate down the field, and I have to cut what the hell is going on out there.
What the hell's going on out here?
What the hell's going on in here? I just cut Vince Lombardi.
Next to the trophy.
Next to the trophy.
Named after him.
I apologize to the NFL. I apologize to the Tiffany Company. I apologize. You get that. I apologize to everybody who works at the Rich Eisen Show. I apologize to my driver who has to get me to rehearsal as fast as possible so I don't get mobbed outside by his football historians. I don't, whoever else, I'm missing somebody. I apologize to Olivia, my makeup artist.
Eric Kippel. You're forgetting
and
Eric Kippel.
I'm forgetting and Eric Kippel. My sincerest apology.
Coach Apuka.
But come on. Okay. He said matriculating.
He did.
That's a good word.
Come on, boys. Come on, boys.
Look. Come on, boys. It's matriculating. Come on, baby.
Hey.
And I think he was a great example. Hank Stram was a good example of the 60s. Come on, baby.
Pump it in there, baby. Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
As he's wearing a sport coat with the Chiefs crest patch on it, right?
I mean, it was just great. It was just charming.
Yeah.
This was amazing, as I expected. Yes.
High five.
Yes.
Del Tufo.
More water.
Redemption.
Redemption.
Careful.
Yeah. Well done.
You can't now pull a hamstring now. That would be bad. That would
be bad. Because I didn't hydrate.
You can't
the last
do that.
Time.
It's okay. Very good. He's been sweating bullets, literally.
Oh, yeah.
You're
show.
Good, Mike. Oh. You're good. You're good.
I never even remembered the lines from the Predator one. Oh, because I didn't hear them.
You didn't hear.
I didn't hear him. This.
Apparently, well. Wonderful Mons, CFL legend.
Oh, really? Oh. And did he play for the Eskimos, the Edmonton Eskimos?
I don't know. Someone named Jerkface Loser just came.
I'm starting Jerkface Loser.
I'm sorry.
What school did he come to?
Yeah,
what school did Jerkface Loser come
Santa Monica College.
Santa Monica adjacent.
Oh
my God.
Ottawa Rough Riders.
There you go.
The Ottawa Rough Riders, I don't even know if they... They went away and then came back.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like that Ottawa was a team, then they weren't a team, and now they think they're a team again. That's amazing.
Oh. You're the man. I my sides hurt every time you come here, man.
It's always a distinct pleasure.
Thank you. Right back at you. Keegan Michael Key. Everybody watch NFL Honors again, airing live tomorrow night, Thursday night, 9 Eastern on ABC, simulcast on ESPN Plus and NFL Network. You're the man. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Rich.
All right, we
always
are back
a good time.
With more on the Rich Eisen Show in a moment. Thank you for the wonderful, terrific segment.
Yeah.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about... how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on The Rich Eisen Show, NetSuite by Oracle is a sponsor of The Rich Eisen Show. Ready to upgrade? Go to netsuite.com/rich. How funny was that? My sides are hurting.
Yeah. It was amazing.
How funny is he? And just full of life and energy and...
smart and quick.
Oh, my gosh.
So quick.
50-cent word, matriculate. I love it.
Vince Lombardi got cut, by the way.
Sitting next to his trophy.
But
that
I mean,
so
it probably was the right call.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
It was the right call.
What the hell's going on around there? It's not bad, man.
It's not bad, but you're right. Matriculate is. That's just a funny word.
What the hell's going on out here?
I mean, that's as classic an NFL film's drop as all time.
We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the Patriots.
That's...
Go call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please.
That's the winner.
And he was on the phone, right? That was on the sideline.
The little red phone. The back phone.
The phone. I mean, and do you think, like, on the other end, the offensive coordinator's like, what's he saying? They picked up the phone, because when you pick up the phone, it rings on the other end.
It automatically goes to someone, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were probably feeling it, because they really were killing the Patriots.
And halfway through, like, you know, whoever the OC was or whoever picking up the phone, they realize I'm just a prop here. So funny. Navy Federal wants to let you know that if you are a little bit in the hole because your holidays were very expensive this time around, guess what? Navy Federal Credit Union helps you take control of your finances after the holidays, because holidays can be expensive. You can get a low intro APR on their Platinum credit card right now. It's their lowest rate card, and it's a great tool to pay down debt. And beyond the holidays, Navy Federal even has multiple savings and investing options to help you get closer to your financial goals. They offer digital tools and educational resources to help you guide your decisions. With Navy Federal, you can automate your saving and investing to put your money to work for you even as you sleep. Plus, you can buy fractional shares. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Message and data rates may apply. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment options are available through Navy Federal Investment Services and are not insured by NCUA. That's one of those segments where if you're in the car listening, you can't get out of the car.
All right.
And I just love providing those for our radio partners coast to coast. That was just a dynamite fun segment. You know what we're learning right now with the Super Bowl this late now in the year? Is a cross-section that I don't know if the NBA wants to fix, but their trade deadline is right in the middle of a Super Bowl week. Now, I know we're all focused on the Super Bowl. I've got 8.5 hours of, you know, hosting NFL Network. We do have the trophy here. It's one last day before you have to give it back to the NFL. I think this is going to the NFL Experience.
Oh.
Yeah, this trophy. And, you know, obviously a blockbuster trade will still get covered, but right here, it's trade deadline time. And Tyrese Halliburton and a whole – and Buddy Hield got traded yesterday, right, for Sabonis and others,
yeah,
correct?
Sabonis and others.
Jeremy Lamb.
And but, you know, Harden is here in the
mix.
Yeah,
nobody really cares about all these other moves.
Right, you know what I mean? Like,
got traded to, New Orleans. Yeah.
So the Blazers are officially having already moved Powell
and Covington.
And Covington to the Clippers. And so you could basically say Lillard's done for the year, right?
Yeah, he's not.
Like, he's not coming back from his abdominal surgery.
Doesn't look
to come back for a team that's already blown it apart, correct?
Well, yeah.
Unless something happens in the next 2 days that is so insanely blockbuster, like you can't
Dame
even call
going to, like Dame going to the Lakers.
I don't know, something.
Or you that, mean if Portland gets a piece?
Right. Obviously.
No, what I'm saying is that if you're trading away McCollum and Powell,
you've pretty much
Covington
tapped out,
right? Well, Nurkic is still sitting around there.
Nurkic's a good player,
but
still.
I mean, so you know, what are you going to do? You're just telling Dame as he's convalescing, we'll see you next year, and this is our plan to build around you from scratch again.
So it seems
he's sitting at home convalescing saying, you know, I was considering coming back if we're going to make a run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what if he can come back for another team that's got a chance to win right now?
And has a dominant big man?
We're not hearing anything about that, but that's something that's out there, I guess, in the ether. But it's Harden who's front and center now.
Yeah, Harden, man.
And, you know, we had Michael Rubin, co-owner of the Sixers and the founder of Fanatics yesterday, and that was kind of like an off, you know, limits subject because he can't sit here and talk about trade rumors and anything like that. Or
that's tampering.
Oh, yeah. That's bad news.
Yeah.
That's so, $250,000
fine. So, of course, as he sat down before we got on the air, you said, hey, how about that crazy-ass trade?
Well, I asked him about something that already happened.
Brock was trying to get my guy Michael Rubin in trouble over there, Rich. Trying to get tampering charges.
You're talking about something that happened because the Kings and the Pacers
the
trade already happened.
Just broke that the Kings and Pacers made a deal. So I was just looking for maybe like a facial reaction of like, eh.
So the Sixers get Harden now, and you know what the story is going to be. Championship, right?
Has to be, if they get him.
Championship. And the question is how many times has Harden been acquired, and everyone says, well, that's the final piece.
That's the other thing.
How many times has this man been acquired, and it's just like, well, this is unstoppable, unbeatable.
No, he's 0 for 2 now. Houston and now Brooklyn.
Right. Because he said, what did...
So it's about an hour ago, Windhorst, our buddy Brian Windhorst, saying that Harden is pushing for a trade to Philadelphia. Quote, I can't tell you how much James wants this. And then few minutes ago...
So what's going on in Brooklyn? I mean, what's a few minutes ago?
I think
ago?
He hates it. A few minutes ago, Jason Dumas, who works in Philadelphia, he is saying the asking price now is Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Matisse Thybulle, and Andre Drummond.
Sold, right? Sold.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Sold. Come on, man. Sold.
It's a lot.
Sold.
But that still gives you a core of obviously Embiid and Harden.
And Tobias Harris is still there.
I believe that Tobias Harris is probably also going to get shipped out, I think, contractually, just to make it work out. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Tobias stays, which I don't like, because he's, you know, say what you want. Tobias Harris is going to get you 18 to 20 every single night.
So you're saying Harris has got to go to make Harden work?
It depends on who else is involved. Like, I didn't hear the Drummond part.
So it's multiple partners to make it work.
Maybe. You know, it's very hard to figure these trades out.
It's funny
Caps.
That Seth Curry has been a sticking point. That's what I've been hearing is that Brooklyn really wants Seth back. They want that shooter. Joe Harris is out for the year, obviously. So they.
But what's going on with the Nets where Harden's like, I got to get the hell out of here?
That's a question.
I think Kyrie?
Internal dysfunction. Yeah, absolutely.
I know that's the Celtic way of responding to it, but I don't know. We don't really know.
I think that him and James Harden, him and Kevin Durant wanted to play together, and it's not working out. Not working out. They're not going to win the title. I don't know why they're still the betting favorite, but they're not going to win the championship.
Well, I guess this is a perfect time for me to tell you the tougher the opponent, the more you need a game plan. BioNTech and Pfizer remind you to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. So back to the conversation.
Whew.
No, you know what I mean? It's just we're assuming this is what it is. We don't know what it is.
We don't, because James hasn't come out and said, you know, Windhorse reporting internally.
But he hates it so
that he
much.
Hates it. He wants out of there. He's pushing for it in a worst way. I mean, obviously, we all trust Brian's reporting.
Of course.
And his sources, but we don't really know. I mean,
unbelievable. And that's going down in the next 24 hours. So the Thursday before Super Sunday is when it's all going to go down in the NBA as to whether he gets traded or not. Moved within, you know, division conference. I mean, my gosh.
It's like, strange, right?
Yeah, I know. It's an Amtrak corridor.
No one would have to move either. They could just stay where they're staying.
And then just in the last couple of minutes here, the first hour, what do the Lakers do with Russell Westbrook? He benched again last night.
Dude, booed.
Didn't play in the fourth quarter another night.
Booed.
In Los Angeles. I kind of felt so bad. They were playing the Knicks on Saturday night.
That's what you should send him to.
And they put
up. Send him to New York.
They put up the graphic. They put up the Big Three graphic, and it was LeBron had whatever, AD, and then Russell Westbrook 5 points on 1 of 10 shooting. Why you got to do him like that?
Also, the Laker crowd. There was a play near the end of the game. Russ is in the corner for three, and the crowd was chanting,
"No,
don't shoot."
Yeah, no. No.
Like, you know me, I'm not a Laker fan, but I was just like,
no, me neither.
Wow,
and that's why I'm just
man.
Like, man, I feel so bad for him. I mean, dude's a Hall of Famer.
And that says something, because Brockman isn't really like a Russell. He doesn't really love Russ that much. So
I don't love his game, but.
But to hear you say that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's just like.
Well, where can he go? Do the Knicks need him? Knicks want him? Knicks want to take him?
I don't know.
Would he go back to Washington with Bradley Beal out? They don't want him back.
No, they don't want him.
You know? Like, where does he go? A Hall of Famer without a country.
Man.
Who has now been traded 4 years in a row.
That's rough, man.
What is up with that? Lakers got to do something in the next 24 hours, right?
And they got to do something big. People are not happy.
Well, I know you're not happy here in Los Angeles unless they win it all.
But it's the Lakers, right? You know they're going to do something that's going to anger us.
And the Rams are in the Super Bowl, Los Angeles Super Bowl. And here we are, and this is... I don't know. People are talking about this around this town a hell of a lot as the Rams are in the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl's here. Yeah, what about the Lakers?
I'll tell you about the Lakers. 26-29, ninth seed.
Playing game, baby.
They're going to be in the playing game.
Again, 2 years in a row.
Unless something big happens.
2 years in a row.
And LeBron is having a great season statistically, just not translating to wins.
How's that stomach, Damien? How's that stomach? Dame Lillard. That's what I'm wondering. If he was thinking about, hey, if we can win here in Portland, I'll consider coming back. What about somewhere else? If they're sending everybody else out,
what's he thinking? Take back?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm saying. It's just what's he thinking?
Right. Yeah.
Right now,
nobody knows.
Kurt Warner in studio. Albert Breer making his way here, and same with Jonathan Taylor. And then there's you here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Hour two coming up.